The U.S. has imposed sanctions on two Angola former senior government officials, that's General Leopoldino Fragoso de Nascimento, and then the second General Manuel Elder Vieix Jr. So those two, the sanctions was imposed by the Treasurer under the Executive Order 13818, which builds upon and implements the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, and basically targets perpetrators of corruption and serious human rights abuses. And then in addition to that, there was also a sanction imposed to former Angolan president, which is Isabel dos Santos. But this one was imposed by the Department of State, and so it is related to visa restriction. So the Department of State sanctioned not just Mrs. Isabel dos Santos, which is the richest woman in Africa. She's well known also as a businesswoman, but mainly because of her relation as a daughter of former President dos Santos ruling Angola for 30-plus years. So basically, Mrs. Isabel dos Santos and her immediate family can now enter the U.S., as well as General Manuel Elder Vieira Dias, also known as Acopelipa, and then General Leopoldino Fragoso de Nascimento.
You were saying earlier that your organization played a part in bringing about these sanctions. What was the role of your organization?
So Friends of Angola has led a coalition of organizations and individuals to submit a sanctions to the Treasurer about Magnitsky Act, Human Rights Accountability Act. And that happened almost 2 years ago. So we targeted a number of individuals, Angolan government officials, who we know through data that we had from reputable newspaper, including ICIJ, through Daily Luanda Leaks and other news outlets, as well as our partners who we have done research. So we found that those individuals have played an important role in really sucking the public funds for their own benefit. So we submitted this application almost 2 years ago, and that was during President Trump administration. And so we were hoping, because there was a lot of evidence, so we're hoping that this new administration, the Biden administration, would consider on International Anti-Corruption Day, which happened in Thursday, I believe, December 9th.